بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Yesterday we completed Surah Al-Nashr, and the next surah is Surah Teen. And in Surah Al-Duha and Surah Al-Nashr, the topic was similar. It was mentioned in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the favors upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Surah Al-Teen, the topic changes. In Surah Al-Teen, the topic is about the hereafter, the resurrection, and the beginning of the human. So you can say about the beginning of the human and his ending. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. If we go through the translation first. Wattini wa zaytun, I swear by the fig and the olive. Wa turi sinin, and by the tur, the mount of Sinai. Wa hadha al-balad al-amin, and by this peaceful city. Laqad khalaqna al-insana fi ahsani taqwim, we have created man in the best composition. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ, then we turned him into the lowest of the low. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرٌ مَمْنُونَ, except those who believed and did righteous deeds, because for them there is a reward never ending. فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينَ, so what can make you after all this deny the requital, the recompense? أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ, is Allah not the greatest ruler of all rulers? Now in the beginning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes oath. And we discussed before that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He takes oath of something, then it is to show its importance, and because there is a connection to the topic that is being discussed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes oath of the fig and the olive. Now why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taken oath of these two? What's so important about them? That we will discuss a few verses later, because we will understand it then. The second thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather the third thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes oath of is Turi Sinin. Turi Sinin, the Mount Sinai. What is the Mount Sinai? Sinin, Sina, both words come in the Quran, they both mean the same thing. وَشَجَرَةً تَخْرُجُ مِن Turi Sina. Here it says Turi Sinin. Both two versions of the same word, you can say. So Turi Sinin or Turi Sina is a mountain upon which Musa alayhi salam, he had the honor of talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he received prophethood. So a very blessed place. وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fourth thing that he takes oath of is this peaceful city. This peaceful city refers to Makkah Mukarramah. And the reason it is called peaceful is that even in the time of the Quraysh, there was this rule, there was this tradition, that if someone comes as a pilgrim, as a worshipper for Umrah, for Hajj to Makkah Mukarramah, then even if he's your enemy until now, whilst he comes as a pilgrim, you don't touch him. Makkah had this special status. And it's a lengthy topic that even according to the fuqaha now, Makkah has certain rules. In terms of a person who is in that area, he cannot be harmed, etc. If he commits certain crimes and he enters Makkah Mukarramah, then he will be taken out of Makkah Mukarramah and then punished. So we are not going into the details, but the peaceful city refers to Makkah Mukarramah. That is also a very blessed place. It was a blessed place before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received prophethood in the Gara Hira, which is in the vicinity of Makkah Mukarramah, so it became even more of a blessed place. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can say he took oath by two fruits, fig and olive, and two blessed places. And thereafter he said, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ, we have created man in the best composition. What does this mean? This means that number one, in terms of appearance, out of all the makhluk, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the human has been given the best appearance. In terms of physical, mental capability, out of all the humans, out of all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the human has the highest physical, mental capability. Mental capability, we all understand, everyone agrees. What about physical capability? So the human might not be the strongest, but with these two hands of his, he can do that which no other makhluk can do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him, putting his mental and physical capabilities together, he is able to create machinery, tools, which can overcome even the strongest of makhluk. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made insan top in terms of physical, mental capability, appearance, and with that spiritual capability Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made insan top as well. What does that mean? The rest of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the animals, they, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created certain natural instincts in them. What is beneficial for them, they try to acquire. What is harmful for them, they try to stay away from. Insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this within human as well. But with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also created within human the ability that he understands haq and batil, truth and falsehood. He has this within him, he has this understanding of this is right, this is wrong. So for example, he has the opportunity to gain some wealth, to steal someone else's wealth. If it is an animal, the animal doesn't have understanding of this is right or this is wrong, the animal will take it. But a human, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him this understanding, this conscience, you can say, this extra-spiritual capability, that it's something which he will benefit from wealth, it's easy to acquire. He's found a purse lying there, it has 100 pounds, it's easy to acquire. But he has the spiritual capability as well, that he can understand that, no, this is wrong, this is not right, this is right, this is wrong. Allah subhanahu, in this sense, insan is a top. Because animals don't have this understanding at all. As far as angels go, they have this understanding. But the difference between the human and the angel is that the angels also have understanding of what is right. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't given the angel, the ability to choose. The angel has to choose what is right all the time. So if there is one makhluk who has the opportunity to choose what is right and wrong, and it chooses right, and on the other side there is a makhluk who doesn't have no choice, it has to choose right, then obviously the one who has to take the choice and then chooses right is better. Similarly, jinn also have the ability to choose between right and wrong. But more so than mankind, jinn are inclined towards wrong. More so than mankind. This we understand in light of the Quran, the Hadith. They still have the ability to do what is good. So insan is the best of creation in every single way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this like this. He's telling us that he has granted us this great favor. But thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. Then we turned him into the lowest of the low. What does this mean? This means a number of things. The first thing this means is that insan, as he ages, then his abilities, his physical capability degrades as he ages. Many a time his mental capability degrades as he ages. His appearance degrades as he ages. This is one meaning of, we turned him into the lowest of the low. The same people who found him attractive to look at don't want to look at him anymore, physically speaking. So this is one meaning, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes him degrade in his abilities. And ahead Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, except those who believe. So except those who believe doesn't mean that those who believe and those who are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't make them degrade. What this means is that a person, he has everything going for him when he is young. But if he doesn't have iman, or he has iman but he doesn't worry about the hereafter, then as he gets to closer and closer towards his grave, he gets older and older, then his life starts looking dimmer and dimmer. The enjoyments of life get less and less. Maybe because of his physical condition, he's not able to enjoy them anymore. If his mental condition degrades, then even worse. So everything looks dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. As for the person who is righteous and who does good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the verse ahead that yes, he gets weaker as well. But for him, the future is still bright. Because number one, he has the hereafter waiting for him. So in the hereafter, number one, his physical capabilities will return. Because every person, when he goes in the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn him into such an age, around 30 or so, in which age all of his mental, physical capabilities, his appearance will be at its peak. So that will return. So for him, it's not the case that it's only downhill. Secondly, he has the hereafter, Jannah waiting for him. And thirdly, in his the Muslim, the true mu'min, the obedient person, his focus is never being able to benefit from the world. That's a necessity. His focus is being able to benefit in terms of the hereafter, being able to do good deeds. So the person whose focus is this world, as he gets older and he realizes that I'm not able to enjoy the benefits of this world anymore. The people who are around me, who used to enjoy my company, they don't anymore because I'm not such an enjoyable person to be around. I'm dull now. So his life starts getting more and more depressing. The person who made the hereafter his aim, even if he gets to the age where he cannot do those actions or that many actions which he did when he was young, he is old now, he can no longer come to the masjid because he can't make it. His legs don't allow him. He is old now, so he can't do those amal which he used to do. Then the principle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that if a person spent his life well, then he starts reaching an age where because of his capabilities, his amal decrease. Maybe he becomes mentally ill, like some people lose their memory, so the amal go completely low. But if a person has been obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then when his capabilities degrade, so his amal decrease, his reward doesn't decrease, his reward stays the same. So he is 90, he's sitting on a bed. To us it seems like he's doing nothing. But because of that youth and those prime years which he spent well, he is getting the same reward in the eyes of Allah. As a side point, what we also understand from these verses is that the best time for a person to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when he is young. If he changes his life when he is old, that is also something very good. It is tawfiq from Allah. But if he is obedient whilst he is young, then the future is bright for him, however physically or mentally ill he becomes afterwards. So, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. Then we make him degrade. For someone whose focus is the world, that for him means no future at all. For someone whose focus is the hereafter, there is nothing to worry about. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Except those who believed and did righteous deeds. Except those who believed and did righteous deeds. There's a small point which is worth mentioning here. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions something in the Quran, some promise of his, then he says two qualities. Amanu, they bring iman. Wa amilu salihat. And amilu salihat, they do righteous deeds. Now iman is self-explanatory. We all know what iman is. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the words righteous deeds, then in our head, ibadah comes into our head. Worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, performing salah, reciting the Quran. The ulama have said, amilu salihat, righteous deeds means being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means following the sharia. That means part of being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is staying away from wrong. Part of being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fulfilling the rights of those who have rights upon you. Part of being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is understanding how to deal with people socially in light of sharia. This is all amilu salihat. No one thinks. When we hear righteous deeds, all of this doesn't come into our head. But the ulama have said this is what righteous deed means. It means being fully obedient and practicing according to sharia. So the person who has iman, with that he has righteous deeds, for him is ajrun ghayru mamnoon. Ajrun ghayru mamnoon means a reward which will never end, which is continuous. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just said, the human, he degrades. So he is prime, he degrades. But then he is saying that the person who has iman and amal salih, because of that he has a future forever. فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said all of this. And we said that we were going to go back to why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took oath of the fig and the olive. What's so important about them? So some ulama have the opinion that fig and olive doesn't actually mean fig and olive. It means the place where figs and olives grow in abundance, which is the countries of Sham, Syria, Palestine. And those are also very blessed lands, because number one, Baytul Masjid, Masjid Aqsa is there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve it and people living around it. And secondly, many, many Anbiya have been in that place. So just like the mountain of Musa alayhi salam, Makkah Mukarramah blessed, the fig and the olive actually refers to where the fig and the olive grow in abundance, the area around Syria, etc., which is also a blessed place. So some ulama have said that. Other ulama have said, no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually taking oath of the fig and the olive. And why is he taking oath of the fig and the olive? Because the fig and the olive, in this sense, they are similar to a human, that they have many, many, many benefits. A large number of benefits. Large number of uses. Medically, in terms of nutrition, in terms of taste, being used in food. But with them, they also go bad very quickly. So the insan, look, when we look at our own life, we will say as well, that we don't notice ourselves degrading. It happens slowly. We sometimes see it in other people. We saw him five years ago, we saw someone, now we realize that he has a lot of white hairs on his head. But we don't see it happening to ourselves because it happens slowly. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beginning of the surah, he gave an example of something which is extremely beneficial and has a lot of capabilities just like the human. But its degrading happens so quickly that we all see it. Fruits like fig, olive, they're very beneficial but they degrade very quickly. They turn rotten, then they're useless. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said all of this. And one purpose was telling us, informing us of this. And the other purpose was telling us that look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made the human improve, reach his prime, then he made him degrade. So, just like that, he can do that again. Someone who can do something once, they can do it again. Every person understands that. So in the same way, when the human eventually reaches the stage of complete degradation, where he passes away, thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can resurrect him. And he will do so on the day of judgment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that again. فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ. Now that you've understood this, you've understood the power of Allah, that he can make the human go up, he can make him go down, he can make him come up again. So what can make you deny, after all of this, you've understood this, what can make you deny the requital? Requital means the recompense, the day of judgment, where a person will be recompensed for his actions. أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ. From this, haven't you understood the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That number one, he is able to... He has created human like his. That is an example of the power of Allah. And thereafter, every single human degrades. The powerful, the greatest ruler, the strongest of the strongest, the boxing champion, even he degrades. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power. Alaysa Allahu bi ahkamil hakimin. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not the greatest ruler of all the rulers? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand the Quran and therefore practice upon it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to value our life, especially our youth and the prime years of our life. Ameen. Akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.